What just happened? Since January 26th, the stock market is down by over 10%, and this is being recorded on the morning of February 6th. Is it over? Probably not. It's very difficult to time the bottom, and there's usually a longer bottoming process with these sorts of things. So what do I suggest that you do? First, don't overreact. Keep recent perspective as well as historical perspective in mind for the markets. Also, keep perspective on how this might change your overall retirement plan. Let's put it this way. Imagine that we met the week before Thanksgiving. We reviewed your retirement analysis on planwithpeak.com. All of you know by now that I assume a future investment return of just 5% per year when analyzing your future retirement, which is conservative by historical measures, but I like to use a low rate to keep the analysis conservative in nature. So we met less than 3 months ago, and your retirement plan looked good. You walked out the door, feeling good knowing that you're on track to reach your retirement goals. And now here we are today, and your portfolio is worth exactly the same market value. In fact, last night, I met with my dad, who's planning on retiring at the end of this month. I reviewed his analysis with the new market values, and we're still good to go on pulling the trigger on retirement at the end of this month. I would also like to add that my mom retired in September of 2007, just before the financial crisis meltdown, and she's doing just fine over 10 years later. So thinking about the losses over the last week is certainly not fun, but at the same time, for most of you, it is unlikely that it will affect your long-term goals. If you'd like to know specifically, send me an email, nick@peakwm.com, or give me a call, and I can update your analysis for you very quickly. And remember, you have access to your financial plan online at home on planwithpeak.com. Now that I've addressed your own retirement plan, how about the perspective on recent market action? Basically, we've erased December, January, and half of the November stock market gains. And what has really changed since then? We're actually seeing more growth and better corporate earnings and profits since the last quarter. And this has led to higher interest rates in the bond market and higher expected inflation. And we saw that specifically in last week's jobs report with job wages rising. And as the economy has improved, people are making more money and they're getting raises. And this can lead to inflation and higher interest rates. A spike in interest rates this quick is scary for the stock market. So that might be a big part of it. Another part could be that over the past couple of months, the market just got ahead of itself. So let's take a look at some historical perspectives. The market generally experiences 5% drawdowns about 3 times per year on average, and a 10% market correction 1 time per year on average, and a bear market, which is a 20% drop every 3.5 years on average. And we haven't seen a 5% or a 10% correction since January of 2016. So it's been about 25 months since then. And I'll add that that was a great buying opportunity at that time. And we haven't seen a 20% bear market drop since 2011. So based on historical averages, we were overdue for one of these drops. Doesn't make it feel any better, but that is the statistic. The S&P 500 has just gone 404 days without a 5% correction, which is the longest ever. Now we know that we have ended that streak at 404 days, and this has been a 6-day market move, which is extremely quick to drop 10% in 6 days, so it makes it feel even worse. So furthermore, not only have we not experienced these drawdowns in 404 days, but we've had record low volatility over the past year. Only a couple of days where the market moved up or down 1% per day. And now it seems like all of that volatility has smacked us in the face all at once in the past week. So perhaps we're dealing with some pent-up volatility as well. To drop 10% in 1 week is very rare. And the last time that happened was in September of 2008. We lost 20% in 1 week, where Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, AIG, Washington Mutual, and I'm missing a lot of other companies here. Many of them either went out of business, they are forced to sell themselves to another bank, or they are forced to take federal bailouts. This is nothing like that. Back then, companies were completely insolvent, and today we're experiencing record earnings for companies. I spend a lot of time with clients talking about risk and making sure that you're comfortable with the downside. And as a result, I don't believe that any of you are invested too aggressively. And if you'd like to reevaluate your risk and see if your risk tolerance has changed, please take the Riskalyze quiz. The results will automatically be sent to me and I will reach out to you the same day. What about the economy? What about the fundamentals? Are they still okay? Now remember, your economics professor back in high school or college taught you that corporate earnings are the most important driver of stocks for the long run. So far for this quarter, about half of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings, and they've been really remarkable. The revenue growth of 7.7% year over year and earnings growth of 13.6% year over year. These earnings look pretty healthy if you ask me. And the fourth quarter GDP was recently released at a 2.6% growth rate. And for the first quarter of 2018, it's forecasted to show over 5% growth by the Atlanta Fed. So all that's great, right? But we just had a 10% drop. What's our action plan? I would suggest that if you have a long time horizon and you are an aggressive investor, a 10% correction could be considered a good buying opportunity. Please email me or call me to discuss. Now, if you're not young and aggressive, you know, let's make sure that you're not taking too much risk in the first place. Take the Riskalyze quiz. I will reach out to you after you take it. Let's make sure that you're invested properly for your risk tolerance. And again, as I mentioned, let's update your retirement analysis on planwithpeak.com. Let's make sure that you're still on track to reach your long-term goals. I feel like having that long-term perspective and understanding that this has not changed your long-term goals, it's probably a really important piece of information to know to avoid making an emotional decision in times like these. If you're still feeling stressed, call me. We are your peace of mind. Important disclosure. This is not to be considered specific advice for any one person. It's not to be considered a buy or sell recommendation for any security. Please call your advisor if you'd like to speak about taking specific action. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management is independent of Regulus Advisors.